Hello, fabulous idealists. Welcome to today's workshop call. Great to have you here. I just need to adjust so I can see you guys. Hello. So excited for today's session. We are talking all things planning today. And I know that there's a bunch of you here with me today. There's a bunch of you who are unavailable and are going to be watching the recording. But to all of you, thank you so much for being here. I'm in Hawaii, in Honolulu, more specifically at the moment, for a few days before heading to the Big Island in Hawaii for our Reach Retreat, which kicks off a week from today. Well, a week from today, US time. So it's now Monday, 2 p.m. here. And so we will be... We will have had lunch by now. I know we have a couple of apologies. Selena did let us know she couldn't be here, and also Diane. But I know there's a few more of you who are out and about doing other things. So welcome. I have got my usual while I'm away setup, which means I can't see all of you all the time. This is the hotel room. I tidied up with Robin beforehand. I was like, well, so what can you see? Should I move that suitcase, those pairs of shoes? Got to do what you got to do. But here we are. I'm over here and you're over there and we're all connecting. Really looking forward to today. Here's what we've got coming up. Ideal moments. We will go over a few highlights of things that have been happening. We're going to be talking all about planning your 2020. We have some tasks that are going to take you into the month, focusing on this planning that you've already made a start on. Some of you have. And then we'll look at what is next. So let me see if I can see. Let's get everyone's cameras on so I can see. Oh, yeah. I can see Ange and Julie and Marie. Okay, they're all coming on. Oh, nice color, Christy Lee. Hello. Anita's having something to eat. Hope the renovations are going well. Oh, Fran's got something blue. Oh, she's, yep. Oh, okay, good. Good. Liz looks like she's had a workout. Welcome. Great to have you all here. All right. So first ideal moment is the lovely Liz Van Vliet, who I had the opportunity to interview yesterday, who got lots of love last week with the launch of her book, Coming Home from Breast Cancerville. I also love that she collaborated with fellow idealist, the lovely, much loved Viv Kane from Minuteman Press in Peran for the printing of the book, and also with Candace Mizells on the publicity. And I cannot wait to see all the PR you're going to get. And I just love that, the support that I'm seeing you get from the others here, because big deal, as we talked about yesterday, not only to write the book and get it printed and published, but now the work I think really starts on how to get those books out of the garage and into the people's hands that really need to see that amazing message that you're sharing. So very excited for you. Chandra used the group here to do a poll on the name of her webinar, and I know those webinars are coming up very soon, Chandra. I did give you some feedback on the headline that I saw in an Instagram ad. I think we can continue to work that messaging. I just know that you were just going for it right now, and that you know this is an experiment and we can always correct from here, but do let us know how we can support you to make the most out of the webinars. And I know you're doing two, same topic, but you know, you're getting it out there, and that's what's most important here. So Karen, love the picture of you with the Atomic Habits book and being outside, taking that three-day cruise. Let us know where you went. I'm not sure if you told us that, but let us know in chat where you went. So no phones, no internet, just spending quality time and reading, of course. Very, very good. And Karina, Karina told me when we were in Melbourne together that she was working on getting 10 of her products into her store, or getting the descriptions and the photos across to the website designer so that this new website could have some great new products on it. Anyway, she used the Hour of Power to turn that into 3 hours, and she got 30 product descriptions, sent them to the web designer. So she's almost finished on the images as well, which means she's going to have a really great selection to sell from for her Christmas promotion. She says she's aiming for end of October, and I think I'm going to make it. So that is really great news. And there were a bunch of you who posted that you were catching up and enjoying the recording from the last session, which is great. Other things here for which I don't have visuals, but I wanted to give quick shout outs. Kay is back from her trip to Italy. And I remember when that trip was, well, I'm going to Italy and I'm going to invite some women to maybe join me for a shopping trip. But I know that happened. Anita's retreat is coming up real soon. Alison, I know, is coming to Hawaii and launching a new program. But any other news? I want to know your news and what you're up to. We will not do a project check-in this time around. We'll probably do it on the Q&A call in a couple of weeks. So that gives you a little bit of time to catch up or make progress. But do keep me up to date with what you are up to. So today we are diving into a brand new growth zone, not only here, but this will be our zone across her business. Of course, as Idealists, we go that much deeper with this workshop, but also with a Q&A call that we'll be doing in a couple of weeks. We're going to be applying the Ideal Business System, the system that keeps on giving, to this growth zone. And we're going to demonstrate why we definitely want to start with identifying and then going through the system. So if you've already done the identify step by identifying what you want on your 2020 plan, then you're in good shape. You know that the next thing you're going to be looking at is designing those things. What do they look like? Whether they're a new product, whether they're a vacation, whatever they are, before moving through the other steps of engaging, acting, and leveraging. And perhaps leveraging something you've already started this year, you gave it a trial run. Next year is the time to double down and put some more investment perhaps into more advertising or promotion for that thing that you've spent time building, right? You've been identifying your ideal clients, you've been creating your products, you've done your some projects or some work on some projects. Next year might be the time to really go deeper on those things. So we will have a look at that. So today is really about putting the big rocks in place for your 2020. So we are talking planning, as I mentioned. And here's the thing, I want us to stop winging it when it comes to our business. Winging it is not a way to succeed in business. Some people act as though they're winging it, but really they're being very strategic. And so winging it looks like not having a plan. It looks like getting diverted off our course and following bright, shiny objects. And while that's going to happen to all of us, you know, this morning I went down a rabbit hole. I really didn't want to go down to it and lost about 2 hours of time. You know, that's going to happen. But as long as we have some really big rocks in place, things that really compel us, a vision that pulls us forward, we will keep coming back to that plan. And having a business plan confirms that we have a business that is viable, a business model that is viable. Having a marketing plan means that we have some key things on the calendar that we are working towards and we can stack the momentum as we go. And I'll talk a little more about that when we talk about marketing. When we have a financial plan, it means that you're going to know when the ebbs and flows are. You're going to know when it's going to be really dry because you're working on starting to implement something, and you're going to know when it's going to be, your cash is going to be a little more buoyant because you will have put your marketing in place. So you're planning, you want to embrace all the growth zones. And today we're going to be looking at it more from a bird's eye view, but know that for me, your focus for the next 4 weeks should really be bedding this down, so that you are ready to start executing. So I asked you in a post to put aside some time to think about and possibly jot down some ideas about what your ideal year would look like. Remember, this is about your ideal year, not the family's ideal year, not the kids' ideal year, not your parents' ideal year, not my ideal year for you. It is about your ideal year. And while you may not have gone into too much detail at this point, and I do want to hear what, you know, how far you did get, what I wanted you to do is just start to sort of think about it. This is about percolating on this concept of what do I want my 2020 to look like? What do I not want in the year? What do I want in the year? And sometimes what can happen is if we have strived for a goal in the past and we didn't get all the way there, we can be a little more hesitant in having that really big vision, that big goal. I want you to just notice if that's happening, that you are stopping short of where you could be because you've tried it before and it didn't work. You are a whole lot wiser this end of the year than you were at the beginning of the year. You've got so many tools in your tool belt. I think it was Celia who said, Selena, I don't know who Celia is. Celia is a woman I was talking to somewhere else this morning. So Selena was saying she realized she had all these tools available to her, right? So you have all these tools available to you. So you're in a different place than even when you were setting your goals and your vision for this program a few months back. I want you to really think about how do you bring as much joy and what you want in your year next year. And when I put this post up on the group, I loved your responses. I love the responses from Karina saying it's fantastic, great to get us working on this now and early. Yes. And Jane saying great timing. I was just reflecting on 2020 this past week. And Chandra saying can't wait to get into this. And Fran saying fantastic, thanks. And I know Fran has made some progress. And Linda saying, yes, she's got 2020 in her head. Time to put it on paper and start making it real. And Selena said, very comprehensive. Yes, my post was very detailed. But we're going to start big picture and break it down. And I love this post from Fran this morning. I think it was this morning, Fran, of her mind map of these different areas. So I'm going to, what I'd love to do is get through what I've got prepared for you and then to... open up our lines a little later on, hopefully, so that I can hear from all of you. So how are we doing so far? All good? Yep. If I can get just a couple of nods, that would be awesome. So I want to talk about personal, and I want to talk to you why we start on personal, because we want to lock in these priorities before we put any of the other businessy things on. So start by outlining your personal. So for example, is someone celebrating a milestone birthday? Maybe you are, or maybe one of your parents is, or maybe one of the kids is, or maybe one of the children is leaving school and therefore, you know, you're going to be out of action while they're doing their HSC. I've got a couple of team members who have kids doing the HSC. So very much this month has been around really being there for those children as they go through what can be a really stressful time at school. I know when we decided on New York. When we decided on New York and carving out 10 weeks of the year to be there, that took planning. That took planning from very late last year to say, well, as we're putting our calendar together of our events for this year, how do we carve out a period of time where we can actually get away? And so our personal went into the calendar first. My study went into that. The mastermind that we run went into that, you know, Ideal went into that, but also my own study, the mastermind I go to Canada to three times a year. I've just been in Toronto for a week. So those personal things had to go on there. You know, I mentioned birthdays, but it can be anything, time with family, vacations, retreats and self-care, a course you might have wanted to do, or an event you might want to participate in. You might want to do a half marathon or participate in a tennis tournament or whatever it is for you, or do a writing retreat in Bali, right? So you want to put those things in there. You want to, this is a tip, punctuate your year with the things that bring you joy personally. You want to put those priorities in place before you add your business activity. You might not even know how you're going to get there right now, but you want to put those things in place. And I really encourage you to build in a break for yourself somewhere in there, or a number of small breaks. Make sure you've got your school holidays marked out in the calendar if you have school-aged children, because, you know, likely at those times, there's no point planning your big promotion to be, you know, right after that, because, you know, you're going to need a little more momentum than what you might be able to get when you're trying to manage, you know, kids and play dates and all those fun things. All right. Then we look at business activity. So you want to leave yourself time for the things that you need time for. So building in the lead time. So as well as putting in your campaigns, you want to say, well, how much time is it going to take me? Now, some of you know getting a lead magnet out might take you a couple of months of activity, because you're creating the sales page and you're reviewing the copy and you're doing the design for the cover. And then you're recording that video, you know, to go on the page and then on the thank you page and then the sequence of emails. So you have a different reality now of what it might take to execute on something. But you might be repeating something you did this year. So Kay might be going to Italy again next year, or she might be going to France, or she could be going anywhere. Now she kind of knows that, oh, okay, I need a little more time for that. Or I don't need, like for me to do the Reach Retreat this year, the planning preparation has taken less time than it did the first time I did it. Still a lot of work. I'm not saying that your projects are not going to have a lot of work, but you want to kind of have a sense of how much time you should be putting aside. So also, if you have a seasonal business like Linda, right? She's a florist in Victoria. She knows that there's certain times a year when it's going to be the heights of her business. So she wants to make sure that that business activity, those promotions are in her calendar. If there's a particular time of year where there's more bridal work, she knows that she's doing more bouquets around that time, then she wants to build that. And now she's been in business for a couple of years, so she might recognize those trends. So you want to give yourself enough time for each of those projects. Now, if you've got any questions, go ahead and ask them. Oh, I loved Good Mind Map, Fran. Yes, thanks, ladies. That was fun. Yeah, so you wanted this process to work for you. I plan the way I plan. I'm showing you the way I plan. You might have a different way. You know, a mind map might be just perfect for you. But for others of you, you're going to want to dig into your project plan and put every single task and every single day, right? All I want you to do is get results. So you want to find what way works for you. Some people will do a Facebook Live presentation with three bullet points. Others will need a whole script. So you want to find what your vibe is and really play to that. Okay. As we're thinking about the growth zones, I want to talk very quickly about marketing. So what would your perfect marketing year look like? I know for us, we have five major products. We have membership, which we open publicly once a year. We have Ideal Business Accelerator. We have our mastermind, which we open up twice a year. We have mentoring, and we have one other thing that I don't know why I'm forgetting. Membership, mastermind, Ideal, Reach. Oh, Reach Retreat. So each of those has its own marketing cycle. And so the events are on the calendar, but then the marketing cycles. So something like the Reach Retreat, and this might apply to you, Anita, for next year, we have a long promotional cycle because it's a high-end product. Something like mentoring, we only turn the gas on, put the gas on when we have spaces available. Membership, I know that it's going to take probably 2 to 3 months of lead up as we go through those different cycles of content, from the connection content to the awareness content to the actual pre-launch content to the actual launch content and then the delivery, right? So with your sales and marketing, you want to know, well, do you have a lead magnet that you're going to push out, or are you designing a new one? You want to get down to the nitty gritty of it. Now, I'm going to give you a whole lot of stuff right now, but then we're going to pull it back because you don't need to do all those things. You might not focus on all these growth zones next year. Like for us, this year was very much about marketing and sales because we had spent the last year and a half working on products. So I want to talk about products, people first. So are you going to bring on a new person? I know Karen is getting her business systemized because she's going to be leveraging more to the team. So for you, Karen, it might be about what your staffing levels are going to need to be this year. For some of you, it is going to be bringing on that additional person because now you've got a few more dollars, or you know that you cannot get there from here. You need someone else to support you in executing that. Liz is floating around. I don't know what Liz's doing, but hopefully she's got me in her ears. So what are your people needs going to be? Is there a particular date and time where you think, I'm now going to bring on that person to package and, you know, ship those orders for me? Okay, so Deb, for instance, Deb Bauer, if you're listening to the recording, I know that you've resettled, you've got the house, you know, up for sale or sold. I can't remember which one it is. So maybe now it's time to think, okay, well, how do I leverage myself out of the day-to-day? Products. Are there new products on the horizon, or are there products that are going to be retired, or are there products that are going to be re-energized? So do products feature on your plan? And what about systems? Is this the year to now, because you want to bring on more people or you want to spend less time in work, that you're going to spend some time on systems and technology? Is it that, you know, I do want to move over to Keep or Infusionsoft. I want to move away from MailChimp, and I'm going to do that in July. And I know in order to do it in July, what I need to be doing at this point ahead of that is, you know, writing these emails or transferring the client data or spending time with a coach from Keep to make sure that I'm moving the data across, and what do I need to move across and what do I not need to move across. And then money. So budgets, cash flow projections. You go, well, how do that fit into a plan? Well, it's just to have it top of mind. Do you need to be doing your budgets in June? Just pop it somewhere, right? So that you schedule some time for it. And planning. You want to put planning on your plan. So this isn't the only time we plan. In fact, here in the Ideal Business Accelerator, we visit planning more than once a year. So you're going to either plan quarterly or monthly, or what is your planning schedule going to be? Because you want to build this into your rhythm. You might say, well, you know what? I'm going to do a plan for 6 months, and then 3 months from now, I'm going to do another 6 months. What you don't want to do is get to the end of the plan and go, whoop, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing for the next 6 months. So how can you build some planning into your plan? And then, of course, we have the you growth zone. We've kind of already covered this a little bit in personal, but this is around, what are you going to do for you this year? Are you getting a mentor? Are you getting a running coach? Are you going to do, you know, Amy Porterfield's course next time it opens up? Or are you going to do Tribe next year? Or are you going to go to a business school? Right? What is it that you are doing for you and your own development? So when we talk about personal development, this is about developing you, your capacity, your knowledge, your abilities, how you feel. You know, this might be also where you say, you know what, I'm going to stop drinking coffee, or I'm going to stop eating sugar, or any of those things. Then you get, where is that going to go? Well, it might go on January 1st. It might be a New Year's resolution, or it could be that, you know, I'm going to monitor my alcohol intake. And so I'm going to do dry July, and I'm going to put these things on the calendar. I'm talking some nitty gritty, but this is all part of having a plan. Now, I know some of you are like, well, I'm very creative and I don't like to be so locked in to things. I get it and I understand, but plans give you freedom. When there is a structure in place, when I can see what the next 12 months of activity are going to look like, it lets me know what my staffing needs to be at. It lets me know what sort of cash flow I need. It lets me know when I'm free to move around the planet, right? And do what I love to do, which is spend time in other countries. So some of you, so how many of you, put me something in chat. Earbuds ran out of puff videos. Okay. Love this. After the retreat, I'll spend quality time on planning. This is great, Susie. Thanks. Okay. All right. So in chat, go ahead and tell me, did you make any progress on the planning just based on the post? And if so, what did you do? I'll give you a couple of minutes to just post something in here. Fran, we know you did the mind map, but if there's anything else you want to say, go ahead and pop that in chat as well. Yes, I'm also a mind map girl, says Liz. Yeah, great. I like to mind map first and then I go down to detail. I like to sort of be at the top of it. But you can, where's my calendar? This is not the final version, but this, you can see that, is, you know, how my calendar is looking. It's pretty full, but there's a nice big gap in the middle of the year because PJ and I want to take some time and travel again in the middle of the year. Okay, let me have a look. Need a mouse for that. I missed the post. Quick update of it. Julie, just go to the ideal page and you'll see it. It's on one of the announcements. Thinking only, no writing, says Maria. Mind map, but no, I'm a good starter, so I have to focus on the follow through. Yeah, Fran, I totally get that. It's good that you know yourself. You know, you're great at the visionary stuff and then it's about the follow through. And I've got a couple of tips for that as well. I did top level points for each section. Really good to start thinking about it. Yeah, that's great, Joe, because sometimes, you know, when you have it out there, your brain will start to make connections for you. It'll start to see opportunities. It's like you've invited the question now for ideas to come through. Chandra says, didn't write anything but have an annual planning on the table and have been thinking about ideas for next year in a few areas. Yeah, I'm going to actually encourage you to take a day, a whole day, and do some planning. I'll talk more about that before we go. Jane says, it prompted me to take a specific time to do some planning with my team. This is awesome, Jane. This is awesome. So you'll do your own planning and then with the team. I think that's a great idea. Fran says, good for me. I have the mentoring package. Might use some of those to focus on that. Yes, because of course, Fran won the mentoring package. So absolutely. PJ's great at strategy and planning. So I know you're doing those focus sessions with him. So definitely use that to just keep coming back. That accountability will get you such really great traction. Ange says, I haven't done anything at this point focused on my course and membership at the moment. Next week, life will change. Yes, in so many ways. Do you launch next week, Ange? Let me know. Chandra says, nice one, Joe. I totally missed the post. We'll need to go back and start planning my plan, says Sonia. Yeah. And Liz says, I learned from doing this last year that I needed my COO husband to be the detail person and help me flesh that out. Yeah, so what Liz did last year, and she posted a fabulous photo in the group, was she and her husband, I don't know if you went to a serviced office or you went somewhere, I know, and you did that planning and you had him involved with that. So PJ and I planned together. You know, I will think things through as far as her business and what my goals are, and then we'll work together on that. Especially when it comes to the personal stuff, you know, we do a lot of the personal stuff together. So we definitely get that in the calendar first. And Sonia says, I've created some goals for the last few months, but not for next year. Want to do this before the end of the year. Just ideas at this stage. Good time as I need to create some new goals. Yeah. And I would do it as much in advance of the new year as you can, because, you know, once it starts to get to the end of November, time just evaporates and it's just really hard to find that time. So if you can do something this month, again, we're talking big picture, then that is going to be better than trying to do it in January, because suddenly it's Australia Day, January is gone, and it's like, shit, what happened, right? So you want to get on top of it. Ange says she's launching today. Oh, Ange, do keep us updated. Liz says we went to his office, to her husband's office on a Sunday. Yeah, love this. You want to find some time and you might want to find a buddy. Now, if you're not in the same physical location as anyone here, you might just, you know, get on a Zoom call with someone and say, okay, let's check in at 9 a.m., at 12 p.m., at 3 p.m., at 6 p.m. with a glass of wine, right? But just find that accountability to do this. as I said, you can definitely identify your goals in each of the growth zones. And you may not have a goal for every growth zone, but see how that maps across your calendar. Robin, if we could go to the two slides ahead, that would be great. And I want you to do this. I want you to do lesson obsessed. We talked about this very early on in this program. A few big rocks. Like we have, as I said, five products. I think that's a lot. Sometimes I think that's just too many. You want to choose what you're going to obsess about because everything comes at you very, very quickly. Everything takes more time. I've been in business since I was, well, how many years is that? I looked it up the other day, 25 years this year. Is that right? Since 94. Yeah, so 25 years. And so I've done this a lot, right? But maybe you haven't been in business as many years. So you may not want as many projects. I have a team. There's 10 of us, including me and PJ. You might not have a team as big as ours. So just put down what you is a stretch, but you can achieve. There's another quote. This comes from an architect, and I'm going to totally mispronounce his name. It's Ludwig Mies van der Rohe. If anybody knows what language that is and can pronounce it properly, please tell me because I feel terrible. And he always said less is more. Now he's said this about architecture, but this term is used to express that view that minimalism is more beautiful than a cluttered approach, and that is aesthetics matter. But this also applies to what we do. Less is more. Really, if I could scrap the calendar, if I didn't have five programs, I would probably do two things and do them outstandingly well. And maybe one day I'll move to that model. For now, it is what it is. And next year looks, as far as the product range, very similar to this year. We'll have a couple of changes. But I'd rather do two things really well than do five things well. So I would do less is more, right? Some of you, have got membership sites and you've got a clinic and you've got, coaching clients, and maybe you have a number of different products and services. That might be great. You might be trying a new revenue stream and you're going to go deeper into that. But you just want to look at how much you're doing because you don't need to do all of it. You need one offer that converts well, that pays your salary, that covers your costs, that gives you the kind of lifestyle you want. And whatever is ideal for you is going to be where you're at. You don't have to be doing multiple millions of dollars or $1 million or even $500,000. You just want to create a business that serves your needs, what you want for your family, what you want for your life. All right. For those of you, once you've done the big picture plan, you've done the mind map, maybe you've picked up your Her Business calendar. I encourage you to get one of those and you've mapped it out. And, it's, as I said, it'll look something like that. But the one we're getting for you is, it's big. Then you might want to move into your ideal project template. So you've identified what the big rocks are. Then you go, okay, wow. Well, my first promotion is in February 2020. Therefore, I need to work backward using everything I've learned here about project planning and identify what is the strategic objective. What is the big rock that I'm going to be working on and breaking that down into your project. If this sounds like a lot of work, know that it is work, but it's going to put you in such a much better place for next year than if you weren't. I'm going to become the anti-winging it person. I've been thinking about this a lot over the last couple of days. And I think that the reason most businesses get in trouble is because the owners are winging it. And, I want you to be more strategic. Think about your strategic objectives, what the big rocks are, what the action items are. So, all right. We are doing really great. So before I move on, what I want to do is I want to open up your lines and have you share with me how your thoughts and where you're at with the whole idea of planning your 2020. Ange, I'm coming to you first. She's yawning. Am I boring you?
I'm so tired.
You've been working on the launch, right?
I have been working so hard. In the last 3 weeks, I've created an entire course for 8 days. Last week, I launched that course, and every night for 8 days, I've gone live for an hour. So that's a huge amount of content. So I'm feeling very tired and very emotional today.
Sweetie.
That's okay. I've learnt stacks. And one of the things was to be focused enough to be able to do it. So that's really huge for me. That's me. And hopefully, so far I've had one person sign up for the year. So that's really great. Another thing for me too is I hadn't anticipated how much lead time you need to do. So huge learning for me. I look now and think, oh my God, if I'd have started 3 months earlier, would have been terrific. So it's been great. It's been really good, but it's been so incredibly time consuming as well. So I'm feeling very tired, like I need a holiday today.
Yeah. And so thank you for sharing so vulnerably. It's a ton of work, and that's why we want to be very deliberate with what are we going to put into our calendars, because everything takes longer. Most things take longer than we expect, and the first time we do it, it takes much longer. And especially, you know, it's like you don't know what results you're going to get, but you know, you've gone for it, and you're tired, and you know, and you're emotional, and you know, I just want you to congratulate yourself, because the win has been in the journey as well. The results will be the results. Maybe it'll be a great launch. Maybe it won't be a great launch, right? Yeah. That doesn't matter.
For me, that doesn't really matter, because I'm a good starter but never a finisher. So it's, you know, I've actually made something that I've completely finished, and this I will finish as well. So, you know, that's a win for me pretty much. Whether I get one people or five people, it won't change how I deliver it anyway. So it's been really a great learning for me. And to know that you can do something that you set out to do that's really hard. So that's been good. So.
Very good. You're getting lots of love here. Total empathy for you. You're doing awesome, Ange. Take a holiday today. Go out in the sun. Put your feet up.
Next week, I'll be
That's next week. Yeah. And Fran says starters can finish. Yeah, you are treading new ground. And anytime we do that, we put ourselves into that really vulnerable position. You know, people are watching. We're sort of critiquing ourselves. It's very vulnerable. I really honour you, and thank you for just going for it. And again, let us know how we can help.
Yeah.
Share the links. Tell us what, you know, tell us the details. Get us involved.
I did share it, but I think it got lost, because the week that I shared it was a really busy week on Facebook. So I think it just got washed away. So it's really good. And the person who signed up so far is Fiona. So she's obviously got something out of it. So it's really terrific. I nearly cried this morning when I saw her thing come through. I'm like, oh my God, that's really so nice of her. So it was really great.
But is the cart closed now? Is the cart open?
No, the cart's open till Friday, but it's only for the people who did the course. I thought I'd start by trying that. So
great.
So we'll see.
That's a great strategy.
I had 17 sign up to do the course with only like a couple of days lead time, and I should have had more. So that's all in the learning for next time. So I'm really happy with how that went. You know, I went live every day for a week. I did all that sort of stuff. So next time I'd like to do a webinar and need to learn all that sort of stuff. But even the technology of it, that's all new to me. So I've had all that to learn, plus to deal with two stinking teenagers on top of that. and one of them doing HSC. So it's been a lot.
It's huge. You said a couple of things that are really interesting, and that is, you know, that the lead time. I think that is so important for all of us to hear, because here's what I've learned from doing launches, and this is not a, you know, hard fast rule, but the more people in that course, obviously the more people you're going to convert. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you can start to track that, I'm going to convert 10%. Like Fran asked me at the one day in Melbourne, she said, okay, you've got this many people in the workshop. How many do you think you'll convert? And I said, look, 10%. And you think, oh, that doesn't sound very high. But, you know, again, I've been around enough people with enough launches to know that that's a pretty standard
conversion.
Uptake. And so that's exactly what happened with us when we opened the doors for membership. So for all of you, as you're thinking, you know, you've got to really focus on that first part where people are getting to know you and they're going into that consideration stage. So you want to be doing the work not only when you're launching. This has been the biggest lesson for me and people around me, is the work is what happens between launches. Yeah. Building your audience, getting people to know, like, and trust you, peppering out there that, you know, this is what you do, teasing that it's coming. And of course, the first time it's hard to do all that, but now you're going to have 17 people whose stories you can tell about the workshop. You're going to have Fiona and whoever joins you know, by the end of the week. Stay on those people.
So I have really done that already. And I think the other thing is, I've given away so much for free in the last 5 years that everybody expects everything to be free. So the people on my list aren't necessarily the people who are so complete. I've signed up to a list building course already. So I can see, you know, just by doing it, I can see, well, okay, that's pretty shit over there. I need to change focus. So that's been really good for me. And look, it's depressing because you think, oh my God, I've done so much work and not many people have signed up. But then I look and go, well, I've really learned a lot as well, like more than I could have done it had I not have done it, you know. Right. So that's a bonus.
Yeah. Really very bonus. Good. So very thank good. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Maria, planning. Hello, hello. Did you have a chance to have a look at planning? Hi.
Yeah, I printed it out and ordered the planner, the Her Business Planner. Right. So hopefully that will come. So I'm waiting for that to arrive. But I'm starting to think about the different areas, which I'm looking forward to. The biggest thing for me is changing some of my targeting in terms of stay-at-home mums. Before I was targeting stay-at-home mums but not really calling it out. So I'm really excited about making that more targeted now.
I love that. Yeah, you're talking to them totally then, right? It's not just mums. It's like stay-at-home mums. They have their own pain points, right, that you're going to be speaking to. So that's fantastic. Yeah, and those, I think those calendars are shipping like in the next couple of days. So that'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely top you're wearing too, by the way. Hey, Christy Lee.
Hello. I haven't started planning yet, but excited to get into it. I think for me, it's going to be about looking at the service range that we've got and just bedding down exactly what it is we want to focus on, so I can stop swapping hours for money.
Have you done any more work on the new product that you've been working on?
The HR Unlimited?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one I'm still focusing on at the moment. That's definitely going to stay as, I think, the core product. It was just what we're building around that and what that's going to look like. And I had been toying with an idea of a potential membership, but I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. And it's kind of with the job seeker space, so it's very different. So it's been floating in my mind, but I've been trying to just work on this HR Unlimited project first before I gave it too much thought, because I would get distracted.
Yes. Memberships are, you know, I'm a big fan of them, but they can also be, you know, because it's become more popular for people to do memberships. And just actually this week I'm releasing an episode of the Her Business Podcast with Stu McLaren of Tribe.
Oh, great.
And he talks about memberships, so have a listen to that. It's, you know, they're not an easy business model. Yeah, you want it to be the right thing for your business, not a distraction, as you said. So
I'm concerned it would be a bit all-consuming at this point in time.
It could be. It depends on how you set it up. I think for you to get some predictable cash flow would be great. I mean, let me know as you're thinking it through. Mm. You know, I think everything is possible to put out there in the future, but it's like, well, if I'm going to start a membership, when would it happen? Where in the plan would that go? And what would life need to look like in order for that to still be a good idea a few months from now?
You
know what I mean? Right. And if you're looking at that, my recommendation wouldn't be to put it in the first quarter.
No.
You've still got something you're trying to ramp up.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. You know, you heard Ange talk about it. It takes a while. Some people are real quick starts. You're not, right? Yeah. And so you want to think it through and make sure it's, you know, done properly and all that. Yeah. So that's quite a leader. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Franny.
Hey.
Hey. Talk to me.
I just wanted to say firstly to Ange, thank you for showing me that starters can finish. You are super awesome. You are. I'm going to put a photo of you above my dad.
Face to chart. So that
every time I think, I'm just a starter, I'm going to look at you and and you're going to be my guardian angel. So yay for you. So I think the important learning for me, I did more planning this year than I've ever done in my business in 8 years. And I can see the pockets of where that really came through. And so that's kind of spurred me on to do more this year. And I know that I'm good at starting, but I also know that I'm a sprinter. I'm not a marathon runner, never have been. So really thinking about applying, I want to do, you know, and I'm much better when I'm accountable to other people as well. Yeah. So thinking about how I can do maybe quarterly structures and then monthly goals and then daily, and then making sure that every week I've got an hour of power booked in my calendar from the get-go, so that I know that that's the time I'm going to concentrate on whatever it is, that I can regroup and come to that, and just knock everything else, and that you know, that never moves, basically.
And that is a very powerful strategy, is just sprint towards the longer goal. Because when you have to hold your attention for this long, it's like,
there's too many shiny things.
Damn those shiny things.
Over there.
Excuse me. All right, very good. And I like how you mentioned about using the sessions you already have with a majorly effective strategist to help you.
Before I even do the first one, I want to really knuckle down and do some good hours of power so that when I come to PJ, I'm prepared as much as I can.
Very exciting.
And I know he's going to pull it apart for me with love.
Very good. Yes, always with love. Thank you. So Fran saying, Ange, you're beautiful, love the learnings and the passion. And she says, Liz, there's been a lot of resistance. Thanks, Frances, so many learnings. And Sonia says, Ange, you haven't seen an ugly cry until you've seen mine. I'm not where you are at, but I too have a hell of 2 weeks along with Sun going through HSC. Well done, going in the sunshine today. And Kay said, I love sprint towards the long goal. Great. All right, Sonia Filotto, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Nice office. Nice blue.
Thank you. I'm the one that missed the whole post totally. I've had a hell of 2 weeks, but I'll put that past me. I've written down a few things that I'd like to do, but I think I need to start planning properly. Like Fran, I've never really planned. I've sort of planned in my head. But I think what I want to do is really start planning, like you're suggesting, with the planner and just move forward. Because otherwise I think I'm just going to be, I'll do that and then it doesn't get done or something else jumps in. And being a small, fast business, things just take over. So that's where I'm at.
Well, something I've noticed in the short time that I've known you is that, you know, firstly, you've got a lot of more experience than a lot of people here in this group, and you're kind of hard on yourself. And so I would love to see your confidence build. And I think that if you can set your sights on something and work towards it and keep checking off those things, it'll really build your confidence. You're amazing. And I just want to see you, you know, hit, I don't know what the saying is, but really do the work that matters for you to get the results that I know you can get, because you've got a solid business. You've got a solid business model, and start catching yourself when you're straying, you know. Yeah. And I think that the clearer, here's the thing, this is what the Reach Retreat is about, you guys. It's like, it's about having a vision that's so clear that pulls you forward and so that you don't get distracted. I mean, it's about more than that, but I'm going to tell you what people here are going to be learning next week is that the vision has to be so strong. And then you can't just put the vision out there and just leave it out there. You need to know what some of those stepping stones are. And that's what this plan is. It's like, here are some of those stepping stones along the way. But you have to be so in love with the vision. And so the vision for your ideal business, for your ideal life, has to be strong enough that it compels you to, when you're about to decide, do I, you know, go here or do I go there, that you know which direction is going to move you closer to that ideal life. Mm. And so, all that to say, I saw your post this morning and you said, I want to get to Reach next year and I want you to show me how to get there. How you get there is you just start to do the things that you commit to doing, right? Mm-hmm. But you said, only put things there that you actually feel compelled to do.
Yeah.
Knowing that they might be hard, like you heard Ange talk about, sometimes we put something out there, we want to do it and it's a bloody tough road. Because there's gaps in our knowledge. We're trying new technology, things, you know, families happening on the side. But I totally have so much faith in you, Sonia. So let's just move this forward.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Karen, who is on fire with her team, I am loving the progress you're making. How are you?
I am good. It's definitely been a learning experience, something that I haven't done before. So I've sent out a survey to all of my team, and you know, I think whenever you do a survey, you're opening yourself up to hear things that you didn't necessarily want to hear. But you know, what do you love? What do you hate? What would you like to see change? And what are your 2-year, 5-year, 10-year goals? And so I'm now got all of those back. And so I'm now weeding through those. And it's been really insightful. It's letting me see people who are on my bus, as I describe it, yes, and people who maybe aren't. And so even with the people who aren't, it's going, okay, well, what is for you, and maybe trying to push them in the direction that's going to be for them, so that then I can get people who are in my direction on my bus. So it is definitely, I mean, I'm doing that so that then I can do my 2020 planning to look at the people side of it, because for me, people is so important in what we do. And if I don't have the right people, it has a very negative impact on our business. So that's sort of where my focus is, but I'm also profit firsting. So I've got finance things going on. I've got snippets, but one of my big things is I've got to stop winging it, and I do lots of bits and pieces of everything, and very often I don't finish anything. So that's sort of, I've got to stop doing that.
You don't finish anything?
Sometimes. Well, I have a business that's been running for a while now, so I guess I finished that.
You must be finishing something. I give it your kudos for where it is. And then look at those things that are undone. Sometimes incomplete cycles are because, you know, the energy's gone out of it, yep, or it's just no longer a priority. And sometimes you want to look at what those loose ends are and just cut them off. It's like, okay, well, I am never – it's like the book that you start reading and you feel compelled that you have to finish it even though you're totally bored. You don't have to finish it. Just cut it off. Get it off the list. So have a look at what is on there and just you know, rethink your 2020. And you might think, well, I thought I wanted that, but based on what I want now in my 2020, that project doesn't have to happen, or I don't need that technology, or I don't need to recruit that person, or because I bet you do finish things, because you wouldn't have been in business, you wouldn't have that much team, you know, that bigger team, if you didn't, but maybe reevaluating. But I love how people is your focus, because I know that you want to be in that CEO role. I got that very clearly. So you've been working on your systems and you're working on your team, and those two are going to be big levers for you. And I acknowledge you for going out to your team and saying, what do you like, what do you not like, and being willing to say, well, maybe there's no place for you here.
Yeah. And I think so. I'm doing a really big drive on culture. So I'm doing lots of reading and researching about how to establish culture. And I know I've put that down as one of my talk points with PJ. Is on that. So I'm currently reading a book called Great Mondays, as well as Atomic Habits. but it's so hard to try and get the culture that you want. But if you don't have that, then it can't grow from there. So that's sort of where I'm at.
Love it. I think you're in a great place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty. Coming across to Julie Donnell. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Can I just say thank you to Ange and Sonia and Karen and Fran and everybody and Christy Lee just for sharing the realness of where everyone's at. Like how great. Like, it's so great to hear. There's so much I could say on that, but I won't, because I know you want to keep a focus. Planning wise, I always have to plan with my husband, because family and all of that, we need to put in those big rocks first. So I'm glad that you've highlighted it to do it now and not leave it till sort of closer to Christmas when things are a bit crazy. And I did miss that post, but I miss a lot of the posts. So I'm just sort of, you know, getting what I can get and doing what I can do and, you know, being happy with that. So, I'll be getting onto that calendar.
Very good. Very good. Yes. And you've got, you know, lots of children and, you know, Craig's got a busy, you know, life, and Gads have got a lot going on. But I'm glad, like, if the one thing you can take away from today is doing it earlier rather than later, then that's good. And, you know, what I said today was sort of a summary of what was in the post. Just circle back to it when you're ready. And all of you, do post in the group as you're going through this process. I want to see you in the process. I want to hear your questions in the process. I'm in exactly the same process. I've pretty much got 2020 mapped out, but there's some things I want to do better and leave more lead time in for. So I'm right where you are, so we can do this together. Thank you, Julie.
And can I just acknowledge all the mums in the group? Like, you know, parenthood is like a total full-time job in itself, let alone having businesses on top of that. Like, hats off to you all. You're doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
Especially with HSC.
Yes. You've got a few years to go, but won't be long. Thank you. Chandra, hello. Oh, why are you muted? You're muted at your end.
Hello. There you go.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I am in the whole world of webinar and planning for what I'm describing as a very soft launch of the program, and have completely had the emotional ballyhooly train. I think Nick thinks I'm losing my mind. But from a planning perspective, I love planning, and that's why I already have bought a calendar for next year, but I'm thinking of gifting that so I can get the Her Business one. And I've been playing around with the ideas of my tendency of going, oh, what this other program that I've got, the Women and Money program, you know, do I want to shift and promote that? And I guess sort of weighing up pros and cons and thinking, no, what I have learned so far is that I've got to keep relaunching, because each time I'll be able to tweak and refine, and even through this process it's helped me realize a few assumptions that I think are not correct about the market, and wanting to do more interviews about really remembering what their day-to-day life is like. And so that has been great to kind of go, oh, I really need to revisit that. So from a planning perspective, I think there'll be a looking at blocks of tweaking the way that I launch CEOU and what it actually is even.
I was thinking of you a lot when Ange's speaking, because I know that, you know, time has just disappeared, right? And now suddenly your webinar is going to be on, and who knows if you're going to get the conversions into the course. And I want you to be okay with it, because again, the learning process is definitely a part of it. And I think that there's probably things that, you know, you could tweak next time around the angle or the copy or the ads or the images. All that stuff is tweakable. What I want you to think about as you go through this process, and it sounds like you're already sort of there, is, you know, is this going to find you your ideal client that you want? I noticed there was a woman who's just joined the network who's also in the career space. And I thought, well, what does she do differently to Chandra? And I don't know her at all. In fact, right now, I can't even remember her name. But I just thought, oh, how do you get so laser narrow on your niche and what you deliver that there's never any confusion?
Yep.
Because, you know, I actually met a woman in Toronto last week. She's in the career space. If I can find her site, I'll send you her details. And she's got a membership site, a very successful membership site in this career transition. So the whole career transition in itself is a space where there's competition. But what is Chandra's piece of that?
You know, yeah.
What is it, you know, and how can we find the nub that is your brilliance? You know, and then you mentioned Women and Money, and it's like, I'm not going to say, you know, avert your eyes and go down that, but if that's a space that no one occupies, that you feel like you have something to say on that is really powerful and different, then it might be worth exploring. I don't know. You know, a friend of mine is a money coach. She's a financial planner. She's an accountant by background. And she started out doing, you know, she was doing couples and money. Then she was doing like just general money workshops. And where she's found her place is in women who are doing over $100,000 in, I'm earning some money now. What do I do with it? Mm-hmm. And this has been like, it's taken about 18 months to really go narrow. Okay, now I know that I need to get my messaging right for this audience. And so it can take us a little while. But I think everything you're doing is great. You're trying all the things. You know, you're really implementing what you're learning here in the program. And just know that no matter what the outcome of this week is, as you said, it's an experiment. Yeah. And you'll course correct from here. Just keep connecting with your heart of who you want to help and how you want to help them.
Yes, that's all stuff that's been kicking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And what day is your webinar?
So I've offered it three times. Okay. And the first one's tomorrow night.
Yeehaw.
Yes. I think I have 3 people registered for that one. So that's going to be a massive webinar. And then 8 o'clock Thursday, I've got 3 people for that one. And then I did a Saturday one because I wasn't sure, you know, time-wise. Yeah, right. But no one's registered for that at the moment yet. But it's also been really interesting about the network and what you're always talking about, having built up relationships that to have people that are there for you when you need something. And I mean, obviously this group is amazing for that, but it's also made me start to think about where else could I promote this webinar? Who else has a crowd? And so I have this contact that I've known for years, and anyway, she's got a great potential audience. And I just sent her a quick message yesterday saying, hey, I'm doing this webinar. I've left the promo really late, but are you okay if I post in your Facebook group about it? And she's like, yeah, go for it. And do it on the LinkedIn group as well. Send me the stuff. I'll email my list. And so
that's fantastic.
Yeah. And again, even it may still be too late. It may not convert into anyone being on the webinar, but it reminded me about the importance of those relationships and what I've contributed and vice versa. And asking, and also that it's another way of me showing up in those crowds and, you know, all those kinds of things. And I've also had someone, I mailed my list about the webinar, and I've had someone email me and say, could we jump on a call about potentially just working privately?
Yay. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this friend of mine who I just mentioned, she just did her launch, and she got, like, she didn't get as many people registering as she wanted, but she got 2 high-end clients out of it who didn't want the lower end package. They just wanted the you know, couple of $1,000 consulting. So you don't know where that will go.
Yeah.
The thing is, the show up, speak up, lift up moves, they don't just work in our network. That is how I've built a connection network. It's about showing up in the right places, building those relationships, as you said, long-term. And this woman who's willing to email for you, maybe it won't come off this time, but it means that you have an ally now for the next time you do it. Exactly. But do change up the hook that you go in with. You know, if she's going to email you, I gave you a couple of little tips.
Yes.
You know, you want to go with the thing that's going to be the hottest for them.
Yeah.
Right? Not the... Yeah, anyway, you got it. Great, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Liz. Hello.
Hello, how are
you? Have you missed me? It's been a whole 24 hours. We haven't spoken.
Can't you tell I've slightly moved up the lounge room?
Yes, you have. So give us an update. I know you've been busy booking, but have you had any thoughts about planning?
Oh, I have been. Do you know, I've actually, it's so funny because I was literally out for a walk before this call with my husband. That was the topic of our conversation, was 2020 planning.
Awesome.
So we're working, doing some big picture thinking and walking and brainstorming, and we're going to do the same thing we did last year and go and, you know, do some, you know, plan a day together out of our home office so we can do it. The points I've made about planning are that, I learned a heap from, you know, year over year from doing it last year. So all I can say to the guys that are doing it for the first, this way of planning, Susie's laying out here, is that we did this last year as idealists last year, and I'm really, you know, progress over perfection is my mantra, and this is one of those opportunities that it's not going to be perfect. If it is, go you, but for me it was not perfect, and but I've learnt so much from it, and so I feel like going into it again this year I'm only going to be better at it, and I've got so much that I learnt from doing it last year. I learnt that for me, Q1 is really tough because of kids and family, and, you know, I am very much, you know, my family comes first, my girls come first, my husband comes first. So for us, that means that January, even though everyone else might be doing stuff and getting a fast start on January 1, that's just not me. It doesn't work for our family. So, you know, I've got second child doing HSC next year. I've got number one daughter coming back from overseas and going to uni. And I've got number three daughter starting high school. So
wow,
it's a big year for us. But what I learned from planning, not planning the year my daughter number one did HSC, was that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And it is a long year, but that I wanted to be completely present for her in that year, and I was, and it was fantastic. But I've learned from that year that there was things that I could have done and the times that I could have done it. And now I know what the really times are to be really in deep with the kids going through HSC. So I think that's learning. And the other thing was that for me, you know, the flip side for me is that the end of year is a time when, you know, my end of year, I don't work up until December 31 or even December 24th. My year finishes business-wise when pretty much when the kids finish school, the week after that is when I'm shutting down. And that's, again, about my ideal business, which is part of this process that we've gone through, Susie. I know that's what I want and that's the way I work. So this year, for example, you know, I've got commitments in early December, but from mid-December onwards, you know, I'm not taking on anything. I'm not doing anything work-wise. Mm. So that's the learning is a big thing. And the other thing I would say that I am a big fan of now, after having done the book and got the book done, is the power for me of sprints, because that was huge for me when I was trying to get my manuscript finished. Mm. And even when I was doing the editing, reviewing the edits, was I work really well from an accountability thing if I can set myself a little sprint. And, you know, even a 5-day sprint with that hour of power that I now know from you been using as well, but a 5-day sprint where you set yourself a goal every day to do with your planning is hugely helpful. So the other thing I'd say is that for me, 2020 is all about owning up until now. Well, I'd say probably up until this book launch, I always thought the thing that was holding me back was about self-esteem. But what I've actually realised is it's actually more than that. It's actually about self-promotion, and that tied to self-esteem. But what I've found a tactic around the book in doing the book launch, which is that rather than it being letting it sit with me emotionally as I don't want to be rejected, I've actually tried to say, you know what, this is a product and it's a really good product and it's a product that people can really benefit from helping other people. So I'm only doing the world a service by giving this book the best that it can get. And it's the same when it comes to what I do business-wise. I have a really good product. I have a really good framework. I really get results. So, you know, I'm helping people, and if that's what self-promotion looks like.
Right, because when we, you know, hide our light and we do not give people what we know is really going to help them, we're ripping them off and we're ripping ourselves off. So I love that you have that self-awareness about that, you know, and so that, oh, I don't want to be selly or whatever is what a lot happens to a lot of women is like, oh, I don't feel good about promoting myself and selling my stuff. But once you kind of, when it drops that I am really helping these people, like, can you imagine if I didn't invite you to join this program, if I didn't invite you to join the network, if I didn't invite you to do mentoring, it's like, yes, I would be, you know, worse. The company would be worse off, but then so would the clients, right? And so you want to know your value and the value you bring. And that's what it sounds like you've become really clear about this. So thank you. And there's lots of notes happening here and I can't look at them all because I got to keep going. Thank you. Hello, Jane. How are you? I cannot hear you. I have unmuted you. It looks like you're unmuted. But there's no sound coming through. You want to try talking? No, she's messaging. You know what? I'm going to circle back to you. I'm going to ask Robin to just check in with you privately to see if we can figure that out. Okay. Oh, Kay, so good to have you back. I haven't seen you for ages. Hello, hello. I'm going to see you next week.
Yes, yes. what do I have to say about planning? What I noticed is I've been in the, with coming to Reach, obviously this coming weekend, I noticed I've been in the treading water stage in that there are things that have been on my mind, things that have been circling around about the future. And I, it's kind of, I think, like my ideal client is changing, all of that. So I notice there's like this swirl that I'm really bringing to Reach to unravel a little bit more and to deep dive much more into my why. Because I notice that my passion is waning. So it's like I need to look at what's not kind of like what's going to get me out of bed, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you're in a great position. I totally get that. I would too would be waiting for Reach just because you're going to be immersed, you know, for 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's for. Yeah. So, awesome. I mean, I've got lots of ideas and I just sort of think, well, let's really look at when I was really looking at that my vision is not sufficiently strong enough.
Right.
And that's what I really want to hone in on. It's like what... Yeah, that's the, like, what I call what's going to get me out of bed. What's worth it all? What's worth all the work? All of that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I noticed. And I've got lots, you know, I am a person who jots down ideas for I could do this and I could do this and I could do this. But what makes my heart sing and what's going to make the difference for the people that I want to make a difference to? And I don't think I've got a full match there.
Good. I think you're in a perfect place because here's what I know is that when I have been just working for, you know, for, because I'd started something and I was, sounded like someone was knocking on the wall. There's, you know, when I've had that place inside of me, I'm not saying this is where you're at, where it was almost numb or, you know, dead around, like there was just no fire.
Yeah.
It just felt like a drudge. It's like I was going through the motions. I was, oh, yes, I should be doing this. I should be doing that thing and developing that new product. But when you can connect to your vision in a way that you almost cry when you really connect to it, you know, that's how much I love what I do and how I can really connect with my why. Yeah. And I don't know if that sounds for you guys too much, but really for me, that's what it is. It's like when you can connect to what you love to do, the change you want to make, and for me it's about the difference that I can make to other people, then it makes things you're crying? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a big deal.
yeah, okay. All right. I'll see you at the end of the week.
You will. And I'm in the right place and I'm not sad. I'm actually excited. This is what excited looks like.
Yeah. You're getting rounds of applause and lots of love.
This is just what, you know, it's like it's anticipation. It's like telling the truth. It's all of that about how do I reach the people I'm really committed to reaching? How do I make the difference that I want to make? And I don't think I'm doing it as well as I could or in a way that lights me up sufficiently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Get ready to be lit up.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you as well. All right. Sonia Malyoki. All right. How are you?
Hello. Good. Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Lovely to see your face. Have you had a chance to think about planning at all?
To be honest, I have. I've been doing sort of planning, but it's been on like a month to month and more of a reactive type of planning. Mm. So I have, and that's been going okay, but I haven't done like the big yearly plan with the big milestones. And I remember starting this last year and I never finished the planning. And then I just got stuck into the year and again, just going into sort of this reactive mode. And it, you know, the year's been tough on a personal level, but
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of distractions there. And but I think this year, what I definitely want to do is create some of the bigger milestones with respect to you know, developing my own personal brand and building my authority. So I think, and I've also, what I did last year that I remember was I was trying to plan too much in my year, and then I just got overwhelmed. So I think this year I'm just going to keep it very simple. So I've got the ideas, but I do need to put it in writing. And I'm actually in Toronto now. I had to see her for my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she hasn't been well, and I'll be here until the end of October, and then back again in December. So again, something else has come up that I wasn't. You know, that's life. That's just life, and I accept that. Yeah, but I did attend the Click Convert Engage.
With Lauren. Yeah,
that.
Great.
Yes, I did. That was brilliant. I met some really good people there too from Ninja webinars, and that's got me thinking too about how to go about that.
Well, great, because when we were together last, you were talking about could you operate the business from another country, right? So you're going to need to know some of those tools. Oh, that's very exciting. That's you've had a big year, and really just want to acknowledge you for what you have managed to get done, because you know when things happen in our lives, you know, they can totally derail us, and we have to prioritize, right? Your mum's a priority. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go down route, you know. So thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay. I'm going to circle back to Jane and see if we've got any sound. Oh, I can't see you. Huh. Did we lose Jane? All right. Maybe she's coming up a little later, or maybe you can let me know, Robin. Oh, yes. All right. I just saw you waving. Where are you? Have we got you there, Jane? Jane, hello, hello.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hello. Off you go. Can you hear me? Off you go. Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I had to go out and reconnect. Look, your post was fantastic. I was just literally thinking about planning 2020 and immediately got onto the team, and we've got a planning day on the 6th of December. So, and I'm looking forward to getting your guidelines on how to run a planning meeting with the team. So that's going to be really good. And a couple of things coming out of today really resonated with me. Well, lots of things resonated with me today, but in relation to planning, this thing about do two things really well rather than five things well. I think that's going to be my mantra for our planning day, because we think that we can do everything, right? And and we agree that we're going to have these massive things, and then we get disappointed when we don't achieve them. So I think that's going to be my mantra. So thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you as well. And the planning day guidelines were kind of created for like a one or two person. So have a look at them. And if you think, well, okay, Susie, can you give me some more distinctions because I'm doing this with the team? Let me know.
Okay, great. That'd be great. All right, thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All righty. Circling around to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi. Yes, I saw your post, and it did get me to start thinking about next year. And I realised that, as usual, my personal life is going to interfere a lot with my business. So, I don't know, sometimes you just feel so frustrated with it all, don't you? But anyway, yeah, so I'm plotting the personal stuff as much as I can and hope things don't sort of blow up out of proportion. And then I also think I've got to cut down a bit. There's actually some products that I've got that I don't even really like doing. So, and yet people have all, every time I think, oh, I think I'm just going to cut that out. Other people have said to me, oh no, that's your bread and butter. That's your bread and butter. But I don't necessarily think it is. It takes up a lot of time, and to me, it doesn't make that much. So, yeah, so I've got to actually think about whether I should just cut it. That's what I'd prefer to do. So that's a big decision.
You can always bring them back, you know. You can always bring them back. True.
Yeah, I could. I could just cut that. Try it and see. So I've sort of put down little notes for each section that you suggested, which is really good. And but I need to actually get the detail done. And I am a planner, but but sometimes I get sucked into too much detail.
Right. Yes.
So
I get it.
I can, and I'm a bit crazy, I think, because I don't, I actually don't like being accountable. I perform better not accountable. So I like to be very planned and then I can be accountable. Do you know what I mean?
You're being accountable to yourself.
Yes, yes, I suppose so. That's right. Yeah, so I don't like to, someone said to me, you know, set your dates, but I prefer to actually know what I'm doing and then set the date. Like have it quite planned before I set the date. I don't know.
So it's got to work for you, Jo. So as long as it works for you.
Yeah, well, it's working. Things have been progressing, not as fast as I'd like, but I can't probably fit much more in. So, yeah.
That's very good. Thank you. Let us know how you go. Yeah, thank you as well. Thank you. So Liz is saying, a tip for everyone from my experience last year, doing planning day with others seems like a great idea, but you have to be super strict with not chatting, focusing as opposed to actually doing documenting. Yes, I have a great planning day last year with the lovely Wendy Coombs, but we didn't actually get a lot documented on the calendar. This year I would do a day where I check in at certain points with someone else for morning, lunch, afternoon and work on my own. Yeah. And you've got to be so disciplined to not get into chats and, you know, well, what do you think about this idea? That's a different conversation. You might want to do that with someone as a preliminary planning session, but then, you know, do it on your own or with one other person, like your business partner or your life partner or, you know, but you want to stay really true to this is a day for planning, right? Not for, you know, going down rabbit holes. All right. Very good. Laurel. Hi there. How are you?
Susie, hi everyone.
Hi.
It's amazing how different we all are and how we like to plan and what motivates us or what works for us and what doesn't. You know, everyone's different in how that works. But so I'm an okay planner. I'm just not a good implementer. And that's a really big problem. So, you know, when I did some planning earlier this year and it's more that sort of high level setting goals and this is what I want to achieve. But having this slide been in front of us for the last half an hour or whatever, you know, I'm focusing on the action list and going, what I didn't do was follow through with an action list of, and I suffer from huge overwhelm. With managing contract work and my own business. And well, you know, they're all one, I guess, but I see them very separately. So I tend not to do anything because I'm so overwhelmed that I don't know where to start. And who knew I would get emotional, but, you know, with Reach coming up, it's a year since I was at Reach. And, you know, there was a lot of goals set there as well. And I, you know, being a Debbie Downer, haven't achieved a lot of them. And it's a big reminder of what I haven't implemented or haven't done. And one thing I have achieved, though, is cut back an extra day from my contract work, which is a massive thing for me. But I haven't implemented it. Like I'm still going in, you know, using that day with my client and he's approved it that I can not go in that day. But why am I sabotaging myself? Like there's just a lot of, you know, I think psychological things going on. I don't know. And sometimes, you know, I wonder if I'm cut out for business. So, yeah. So there's, you know, there's good reminders and the lovely Jackie Bauman from last year, she sent me a message yesterday just out of the blue because we caught up when we were in Melbourne for the session for lunch and, you know, we were talking about a few things that are on my plate and she said, how are you going with such and such? And she'd sent me a contact because I have a legal issue going on with a supplier at the moment. She sent me a contact and she said, I hear you haven't rung that person.
I'm holding you accountable.
It is. And you know what? I feel that pressure. It's good. So I do respond to being accountable to somebody.
Are you part of a goals group?
No.
Would you consider joining one?
Yeah, I think accountability works for me. It's about Is that what a goals group is?
Yes. We're going to open up next month for members to join a goals group. And there's women here who I'm sure will pipe in. It's a great way to get accountability from peers. And so you set what you're going to do and then, you know, you meet on a fortnightly or weekly or monthly basis, whatever your group decides at the outset, and you just sort of check in on each other. And so it's like little being able to every month or every 2 weeks or however often you check in to be able to say, okay, I made that progress, and have people who love you and want to support you, you know, be there to say, well, okay, it didn't happen this month. Do you still want to do that? If so, let's, you know, look at it again as a priority for you. And look, I know I was there for your reach process and I know what your end picture looks like. And you're not there yet, but you have started to make the steps. And is there psychological stuff going on? Yes, right, for all of us. Right? Otherwise, we, you know, everything would be rosy. We'd be at the end game. And you're awesome. I adore you so much. And you have such a heart for your community. And the difference that you can make to them on so many levels, I really would just get the accountability. If that's what you know is going to support you, then it's just about taking those little steps. You know, that land of plenty, you know what I'm talking about, might not be here, but it might be there. But just do what you know will support you to just take one more step to know that you are just making forward progress. And we are totally here for you to support you for that. And Jackie's there for you, right? I love that she's checking in on you, right? But do join a goals group. Kay says, Laurel, we do a fortnightly Zoom meeting. It really works. We cry all the time. and Laurel, you might like James Wedmore's Mind Your Business podcast, Keep You Focused on Mindset. Yeah, that's a really great mindset podcast. And there's a few other comments here I'll let you take a look at yourself. It can all be very overwhelming, but you have made progress. You know, cutting out a day out of your consulting, that is great. Now, get your butt out of there, out of going to the client's office, but get the support you need, you know? And you're like, well, there's many times where I just need to go find someone who can help me with my mindset, you know, or the emotional stuff, you know, because we're complex beings and not everything is going to be solved in one modality. Sometimes, you know, I've spent many thousands and thousands of dollars on therapy, right? Therapy. That's, you know, that's really helped. So do whatever you need to do to support yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you as well. Now, Belinda, I noticed you dropped in late and it must be, it's not too late where you are. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, it's like 9:20 here. Yeah, sorry I was late. It took a lot longer to get the kids to bed tonight than I thought it was going to, but nice to see you.
Yeah, well, good to have you here. I'm not sure how much of the conversation you caught, but we did a little bit of teaching at the beginning about planning and planning our 2020, and we did have a post last week in the group. So maybe just bring us up to speed on where you're at when it comes to planning. I know you've just ordered a planner.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. Yeah. So, so it's really funny. I didn't remember what the topic was. I just put it on my calendar because I felt like I've been a little disconnected. So I was trying to reconnect and I was like, sure, we'll join something live. So I have a whole planning folder here. So it's like perfect. So I started to map out like just by month, like big picture. You know, that's as far as I've gotten so far to think about like, okay, what are the big rocks in each month? We're looking at our next launch of the cash flow CEO. We just closed it 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Uh-huh. And so now we're looking at a March launch. So we're trying to do about every 6 months. And just like wrapping my head around how do I literally, like, what do I want to have happen in every month until March? Like starting my runway now. Because, you know, you and I have talked, right, that it always seems to be like I do other stuff and then all of a sudden I'm in a 90-day runway.
Yeah. And you want to use that full 6 months.
I really want to think ahead now of, right, how do I use the 6 months? And, you know, what, if anything, do I want to launch before then? you know, publicly, privately, you know, to, because I'm thinking about internal resources, but I'm also thinking cash flow. And we've started, so we made, just to give a little bit of background, so we made a pivot this year, almost last year, because it already feels like my brain is like on 2020.
Yeah, right. But,
right, in January, to do business finances instead of personal finances. And so the thing, though, is that we still have a personal finance list, and I'm just trying to think about, do we want to launch anything on the personal finance list? Like, January is usually a pretty good time for us to do that. I know. I don't really want to.
Well, I get cash flow though, right? Sometimes we're going to do stuff for cash flow. So is there...
They're also just really good programs. You know what I mean? They're just like sitting on a shelf.
Well,
right
we
now.
Were just talking. We were just talking about this with Joe, right? We've got good stuff, but sometimes we've got to stop something to allow space for something else. So my concern is that when you turn your attention to focusing on promoting this thing, it takes your attention off the cash flow.
I totally
CEO.
So get it.
What could you do that is aligned with that activity? Is there some high paying, you know, $2,000, $5,000 clients that could come out of your list that would be some cash flow, which wouldn't mean, because it's not just, I'm going to launch this thing. It's the emails, it's the web pages, it's the social, it's the what you're paying Facebook. It's a lot. And I know that you're starting to get some great traction with Cashflow CEO, and you'll do what you do, but I think falling into that, I need cash flow, therefore I've got to do another launch.
I know.
It just takes you off track. You know that, right?
I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now I don't have it launching, but you know, we do have our a membership around that. And I will say it's starting to dwindle now. Because like the last time we launched it was now a year ago, last October. Right. And so we're starting.
So you're seeing the attrition. Yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't replenished it because I haven't launched it at all. Mm-hmm. So that's a little rough, but you know, I'm just trying to really look at list building is my big thing now to get to cash flow CEO. And I think what I'm thinking of doing from a cash flow standpoint is just doing, really thinking through what a membership could be on the back end of Cashflow CEO, because now we have 20 people, and 28 people or something through this last launch. Mm-hmm. Francis says, is there something you can promote your business group that relates to January? Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. But again, it's like, I don't have anything right now. And it feels like it might be a distraction thing. One thing which was really interesting, you'll get a kick out of this. So we have a program that Mark, my husband, a business partner, it was his little child idea. And it's called Supported, How to Get Your Partner on Board with Your Business. And so we launched it. What I felt like was too close to our launch of Cashflow CEO, because it took away from that. But at least it was still to business owners, you know. Yes. But so what was so interesting is he only got 7 people in that. But 2 of those people ended up signing up for Cashflow CEO.
Right.
You know, so it was like, it was interesting how at least it was still to business owners.
Right.
You know, and.
Yes. So more aligned than going with the other thing.
Right.
You know, yeah.
More aligned than going with the personal finance thing. So.
Correct. Yeah.
So right now, so I don't know where we're going to go with it. I mean, right now I'm leaning towards doing, I have a big idea for a summit in February. You know, I've been talking about doing it for a while. And that's why I'm like, after seeing you do yours, I'm like, I got to start planning now to make a February summit happen.
Yeah, yeah, you do. And let me tell you, it's a big job. It's a big job. And I'm happy to support you on putting together a summit, just like I worked with Anita on her retreat and all that.
Yeah.
But what I would say, just because we're getting short on time, is please post in the group. Tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us what those big picture things are. I know you've booked in a session with PJ. But it's like doing less and obsessing. Again, I don't know if you're online for that. And that, you know, less is more. Deeper with fewer things is how we get the traction. Otherwise, we run out of time to give the important things our time. All right.
Yeah,
thank you,
I love that. Yeah, thank you so much. Hi, guys. Right. Hi, guys.
All right. So the work. Now, I left that on the screen on purpose. So it's kind of like subliminally getting into our head that we want to plan our projects. But here's what we want to be doing. We want to be building out your plan over the next 30 days. We're coming back together for our Q&A call in a few weeks. I want to be seeing your progress, however, in the group until then. So pick the time. set those hours of power in place. You can have a buddy or do it on your own. We got some good suggestions there about what to look out for if you are doing it with someone, that it doesn't become a gab fest. Now, I know that Litsa and Kay planned together last year. I remember seeing the photo. So it definitely can work. You just got to be really tight on your rules around what's happening. Break it down, get your planner from Her Business. Now, if you haven't seen the details for that, I would always buy a big paper planner from Officeworks. Well, actually, it was when I started when I was here in the US. And finally, we thought we're just going to make our own Her Business planners. And so what I put together is the planner. Firstly, you would pay $45, $50 for at Officeworks. It's $25 for you as a member. And I give you a second planner so that you can have it in two locations, or you can have a practice one and the real one, and the planning guidelines. It's $25. And I can tell you that basically covers postage and the tube that it comes in and the printing and all those things. So really, it's costing you nothing. So I want you to get the planner. I think Robin's going to put a link here somewhere for you. Otherwise, we have emailed you about it, and it's probably in the group as well. So just let us know if you want one of those. We will ship them out. We're starting shipping this week, and then you have the planner to map things out on. I always work on the, you know, I work online, offline. So I'll plan big picture over here, then I'll put it on the planner, and then I'll, you know, transfer what I need to the computer and to that spreadsheet, you know, when it comes down to the nitty gritty of the project. Post your progress as you go along. I will see you on the 14th of November for our Q&A call. It is a Thursday. I want you to take note of that. It is a Thursday, because what we discovered is that it was on a Tuesday. I was in the air. So that wasn't great planning. Something happened there. So it's on Thursday, the 14th of November from 11 to 12:30. And we're going to be answering questions about your plans. But before then, I'd just love to see how you're tracking. We really want to try and get these away, you know, before the end of November for sure. And by away, I mean lockdown. You know when your promotions are and all those sorts of things. Okay. Any questions, please use the group and let me know. Enjoy the rest of your day. I will check in with you in the group. You've been fabulous. I have loved today's discussion. I can't see my chat, so you might be talking to me and I don't know. Let me see. Do I have that? No. You're saying fabulous things. Thank you. It's been a great session. I've loved seeing all of you, and I have loved the transparency and the clarity that you've been giving each other. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Bye for now.